Testament, John's Gospel.
那我们来分到新约的约翰福音。
Second chapter.
第二章。
Let's read the last three verses of the second chapter.
让我们来读第二章最后两节。
23, 24, and 25.
最后三节，23-25，三节。
When he was, that means when Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name.Observing his signs which he was doing.
23节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
And because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
也用不着谁见证人怎么样，因他知道人心里所存的。
So in these three verses, it tells us about what the true faith is, and the Lord Jesus.Knows our hearts.
这三节就告诉我们何为真正的信心，也让我们知道神鉴察人心所存的。
We'll continue reading and come back to it. So, chapter 3, verse 1.
让我们来继续来读第三章，然后我们再回来。
Now, chapter 3, the story of Nicodemus is to show us the two points that what true faith is and how to.Lead to the true faith, and also the Lord knows our hearts.
那第三章讲到的尼哥底母的这个故事，又再一次告诉我们信心是一个什么样的，还有如何能带我们来到这样真实的信里面，以及再一次让我们看到神真的是能鉴察每个人的心理。
So chapter 3 verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees.Named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
第三章第一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
And Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verse 6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。 凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
And let's drop down to our verse 13.
那我们来读第十三节。
No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天上降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
The Chinese translation has added little phrase after the Son of Man who is in heaven.
中文的翻译里面加了一个一小段话说仍旧在天。
That means, well, at the time Lord Jesus was on the earth speaking, but actually he was also in heaven.
他的意思是尽管基督耶稣在地上生活的时候，与此同时他仍旧在天与神同在。
The other translation, English translation also have this phrase.
有一些其他的英文的版本也有同样的表达意思在里面。
14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
14节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for bringing us together unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
父，我们感谢你，靠着主耶稣的名将我们召聚在一起。
May the name of the Lord Jesus be lifted up.
愿主耶稣的名被高举。
In our midst and be honored in our heart.
在我们与我们同在，在我们的心里，尊他为大。
And may you open the eyes of our heart.
也求你来打开我们心里的眼睛。
So we can truly see the Lord and believe in Him.
让我们真的看见我们的主，我们也信他是我们的主。
In Christ Jesus, His most precious and holy name we pray.
我们祷告释放我们基督耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen. Amen. So, today we'd like to share the one subject that is a born again.
今天呢，我们来交通一个主题，就是重生。
Well, no, in the original language, the born again also can translate it as born from above, born from heaven.
我们知道从原文上呢，这个重生也可以理解为从上面而生。
So before we delve into today's message, I really like the hymn the brothers brought up us and let us sing. That is the 620, Be in Time. Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf.
在我们今天分享我们的经节之前呢，我特别想提，就是刚才弟兄选的诗歌，这首我特别的喜欢，就是在620首这首，他说到，第一节。那飘渺的人生何短暂，好似浮云现几散。
Yes, so we know that from our experience that the happier we are, time goes very fast. Before you know it, time is up.
我们自己有一个平时的经历，就是好像当我们人开心的时候，时间好像过得非常快，一转眼，时间就过去了。
But when we suffer and we're in pain, then time seems like goes very slow.
而当我们在那个痛苦挣扎当中的时候，时间好像又过得非常的缓慢。
Every second we endure like a day.
好像每一秒钟都过起来像一天那么长。
This is a life.
这好像就是我们的生活。
Our life on earth.
我们在地上的生活就是如此。
So in this passage we just read,
在我们刚刚读过的这个经节里面
we need to read from the chapter 2, end of chapter 2, from verse 23.
我们刚才从第二章的二十三节读起。
Because the story of Nicodemus is actually an illustration of that three verses.
因为第三章的关于尼哥底母的故事其实起头就是再一次让我们看到第二章二十三、二十四、二十五节所讲到的这个道理。
And 23-25 tells us when Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem, he performed miracles, and there were some people who believed in his name because they saw the miracles Lord Jesus performed.
第二章二十三节就告诉我们，在当耶稣在耶路撒冷行神迹的时候，有好多人就因着看见了他所行的神迹，就相信了他。
But very interestingly, the Bible tells us immediately that Lord Jesus did not entrust himself to them.
但很稀奇的是，紧接着耶稣就说他不将自己交托给他们。
In other words, Lord Jesus cannot trust them.
换句话说，就是我们的主并不相信这一些因看他行神迹所信他的人。
Because these people saw, they believed because they saw the miracles.
因为我们的主知道这些人信他是因为他们看见了神迹。
Last two times, I think, so we shared about the seeing.
我觉得至少我们有两次我们交通到看见。
Now,John very emphasizes on seeing.
那约翰非常强调这个关于看见。
And we shared that there are three kinds of seeing.
我们也交通过看见有三种。
Seeing with our naked eyes.
我们的肉眼所看见。
This is the first kind.
是第一种看见。
Second kind of seeing is seeing with our mind, with our understanding, with our reasoning.
第二种看见是在我们的头脑里面思想里面我们来看见。
And third kind of seeing is seeing with our faith.
而第三种看见就是在我们的信心里面看见。
Now first kind of seeing with the naked eyes, very limited.
那我们知道第一种的靠肉眼所看见是非常非常有限的。
We know that our naked eyes can see only with the light.
我们知道我们肉眼只能看到当有光的时候我们才能看见东西。
You are in the total darkness, you cannot see anything.
如果你在完全的黑暗当中我们眼睛什么也看不见。
So, for our naked eye to see, we need the light.
所以肉眼我们想要看见东西我们需要光。
But light has a spectrum.
但光是有一个范围的。
And our eye, naked eye, can only see very small size of spectrum.
那在光的完全的全部的范围内呢，我们肉眼可见的只是非常窄的一段光谱。
For if outside is a small spectrum, such a spectrum, then we cannot see. Our eyes cannot see.
在可见光的光谱以外的很大的部分，我们的肉眼是吧就看不见。
For example, infrared.
比如说红外线。
For example, that's ultraviolet.
比如说紫外线。
Oh, also it's called the 紫外线 okay. Ultra what?
Violet.
I know Chinese how to call it, but the thing is, it's outside of a spectrum.
对，这一些都是在我们可见的范围之外。
So you have to invent with some tools, with the science and technology to see that with the infrared, you can see more.
对于这些光呢，我们就得必须要借助一些科学的仪器才能够看到。
So our naked eye can see very limited things in this universe.
我们就看到，凭我们的肉眼看这个世界、这个宇宙，我们可以看到东西非常有限。
So if you want to see God, one spectrum you have to be in. If you want to see God, what spectrum you need to see?
你可以想象，如果我们想要靠肉眼来看见神的话，好像那个我们眼见的那个范围是不够用的。
So don't ever ask, don't ever say that show God to me, then I will believe.
所以不要问这样的问题，说让我来看见这一位神，然后我就能够相信。
Before I believe in the Lord, that was my excuse.
这句话其实是我在信主之前常常的是一个抵挡别人的一个借口。
Someone shared the gospel to me. I said, "Show Jesus. You just told me that to me, then I would believe."
Yeah, 当有基督徒给我传福音的时候，我常常这样说：让你的神来显现给我看，我就相信。
And also our eyes can be fooled by, we know that the optical illusions.
那我们也知道我们的肉眼非常容易被欺骗，因为光学上可以非常容易造成一些错觉。
Like chopsticks in the water, stick in the water, the half of it, you see that it's bent.
比如说筷子放到水里面，我们眼睛就觉得好像被折弯了。
But eyes of our mind telling us, no, it's still straight.
但是我们心里面的那个眼睛，我们的思想，我们的知识知道那个筷子并没有被折弯。
If we just look at things around with the naked eye, I can guarantee you that we're still living in a stone age.
如果我们人完全就只能靠眼睛所见才信为真的话，那么我想我们现在人还可能生活在那个石器时代。
Things too fast, or when our hearts are distracted, then we cannot see.
当我们的心被这个我们的被打扰的时候，我们其实常常眼睛就不能看到东西。
Like when people perform magic before our eyes.
就好像我们看别人表演魔术的时候，我们其实并不能眼睛看到。
So our eyes are misguiding and also can be wrong.
我们靠肉眼常常就会被迷惑，被误导。
So this second kind of seeing is seeing with our mind.
那第二种的看见就是在我们心里面，靠我们的头脑，我们的思想。
That's all our science based on our mind.
就像我们整个的科学的体系是建立在我们的知识，我们的头脑理解。
Reasoning.
我们的因果关系，我们的逻辑。
All the science and technology based on the seeing with our mind.
我们的整个的科学技术是建立在这样一个知识逻辑。
And the third kind was seeing with our faith.
第三种就是在我们信心里面看见。
So if you want to see the spiritual things, God needs to have an organ in us, and we can see the spiritual things and see God.
所以如果我们想要看到属灵的事物的话，我们里面就神给我们预备了一个这样属灵的器官。
Like a mind and a brain and our naked eye can see with our eyes that the organs God created.
就好像我们要看见这个世上的东西，我们要有这样眼睛这样一个器官。
And for us to see the spiritual thing, we have to have a spiritual organ that's called faith. We all have it.
同样的，我们如果想见到属灵的事物，我们需要有这样一个属灵的器官，这样一个器官就是信。
And here we see that the people who saw miracles and they believe, and they are believing just by their naked eye.
那我们在这里就看到这些人看到了耶稣所行的神迹，就信了他。这个时候，他们还是靠他们肉眼所见的。
If someone played a magic before them, and they can be fooled, and they will believe to follow that person.
我们试想，如果有一个人在他们眼前变了一个魔术，然后再呼召他们跟随他，他们这些人可能也就跟随他了。
So Lord Jesus was not entrusting himself to them.
所以主耶稣在这里就不把自己交给这些信他的人。
So it tells us what true faith is. True faith is entrusting.
那在这里告诉我们真实的那个信是什么，就是信并且将自己交托。
So let's use example. It's like a blank check.
我们举个例子，比如说一张空白的支票。
And you have a name on the pay to the order of maybe I have Houston. Pay to the order of Houston.
在这个支票的抬头，我们可能写上张支票是付给Newson.
And underneath that, I sign my name.
然后在下方我就把我的名字签好了。
And I leave the numbers in blank.
但是我却把这个数字的那部分是留白的。
I give it to Newston.
我就把这张支票交给了 Newston.
I give him a blank check with my signature on it.
我交给他的可是一张我签好名的空白的支票。
That means trust.
这就是一个例子，代表信交托的那样一个。
That is a true faith.
那代表一个真实的信。
You believe the person, so you can trust him with a blank check.
你相信这样一个人，甚至愿意将这样一个空白的支票交托给这样的人。
He can make a numbers at the $1 million, right? If I have $1 million in my bank.
他可以在上面写上很大的数字，100万的数字。如果我的账户上有这么多钱的话。
You have trust him. You have belief. True belief is that I gave God all my life.
这样一个信让我们看到，我们对神的那个信是应该愿意将我们全部的人交托给神的。
Let God control my life. That's what that means. True faith.
所以真实的信的那个含义就是愿意将我全人交托给神。
And very interesting that here it tells us true faith has two ways.
非常有意思的是在这里告诉我们真实的信有两个
两个方面。
哦，有两个方面。
两边。Two ways traffic. So when we trust God with a blank check, so to speak, and God trusts us with His own blank check.
就好像当我们全然的将我们好像那个空白支票的比喻全部的交托给神的时候，神也把他所有的来全然的交托给我们。
Pay to the order to Johann. And signed by Christ Jesus, His name.
就好像有这样一张从他来的支票，那个收支票的人是我的名字，然后下面他已经签好了他的名字。
He gave His name to us.
他把他的名交托给我们了。
And He tied the reputation of His name with my life, with me.
他把他的全名都交托给我。
So that's true faith.
这就是真实的信。
So, in this story of Nicodemus, it tells of that how to lead to the true faith.
那尼哥底母的故事就告诉我们如何带领我们来到这样真实的信心里面。
And the second point in these three verses is that Lord knows our heart.
那第二个方面，这第我们刚才交通的这三小节的第二个方面。就是神是如何的鉴察人心。
Now this past week I complained to my wife.
我在刚过来的这一周，我有好几次都抱怨，对，向我的姊妹抱怨。
I told her that wife is no use, useless.
我抱怨说，感觉好像在家里姊妹好像
没用，
没用，对呀。
Because she cannot understand what is in my heart, she cannot understand my suffering and pain.
因为常常就是感觉她好像不能够明白我所经历的那个难处。
At the night we're on the same bed, but dream two different dreams.
好像我们同床异梦的，对，同床异梦的生活。
Only God can know our heart, what is inside of.
但只有神知道我们内心所思所想。
What we think and how we feel.
我们如何想，我们有如何的感受，神都知道。
So here, from this story of Nicodemus, now Bible tells us how can have this true faith in us?
那借着尼哥底母的故事，圣经就告诉我们如何有这样的信。
So let's now come to this story of Nicodemus.
那我们就来读这个尼格底姆。
First, he tells us that he was a man of Pharisees.
一上来，他告诉我们，尼格底姆他是法利赛人。
That means that he was a very sincere person.
那就告诉我们，他其实不是一个随随便便的人。
At the time, most sincere, most serious person who about his religion in the Judaism.
我们知道在。在这个语境下我们就知道尼哥底姆是对犹太人的宗教对他的圣经是非常严肃认真的这么一个人。
Then he most likely become a Pharisee.
他很可能就落入了那个法利赛人的那样的一个光景里面。
So they discipline themselves very severely to follow their religion.
他会对自己的那个非常的自律来遵守这个犹太教的这个律法。
They are very sincere. They are very serious about their faith in their religion.
他们对于他的宗教他的信是非常严肃认真的。
We can say he's a man of integrity.
我们甚至可以说他是一个一个正直的人。
And also he tells us he's a ruler. He was a ruler of the Jews.
圣经还告诉我们他是一个犹太人的官。
So he had status, position, and power.
所以他还掌握着权力。
And also Bible tells us in chapter 19 that from the gift he brought to the Lord Jesus for Lord Jesus' burial,And we can see the amount of that material he brought to the Lord, the myrrh and aloe, that we know that he also was very rich.
那我们在约翰福音十九章，当主耶稣被埋葬的时候，我们看到尼哥底姆又来了，他还带着没药和沉香。借着这个细节，我们知道他同时还是非常富有的。
Yeah, for the amount of these spices he brought.Amount of spices.
他带的那个墨药啊，那量是非常大的，要100斤，所以他是非常富有的。
So we see this person now he has religion, very sincere about it, and he is now a ruler, has status, position, and power, and also he was very rich.
那我们看到这样一个人。他既是在对他的犹太教的信仰非常认真敬虔，他同时在社会当中又是掌握着权力，并且他还是富有的人。
And then, of course, most likely, actually, we can see that we know that he also had a family, wife, and children.
我们也可以自然的想象，他也拥有一个家庭，有妻子，有孩子。
So he had things that.All of us, or most of us, if not all, admire, want to have in our life.
我们甚至可以说，他所拥有的这样一个生活是可能绝大部分人都向往、都羡慕的。
So he has all that we ever want in our life.
他好像在这个地上所有的是已经应有尽有了。
But why he...Still want to come to the Lord Jesus.
但为什么他还愿意来寻求主耶稣？
Because in his heart, he wants to know the truth and the eternal life, eternal things, eternity.
因为在他的心里面，他还是有一个愿意寻求真理，愿意寻求那个永恒的那样一个心意。
Because in here the Lord Jesus says in the verse 3 says kingdom of God for a Jew kingdom of God means eternal.
那在这第三节我们看到主耶稣提到神的国对于犹太人来讲神的国就代表那个永远永恒。
So Bible tells us that God put them in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 12 I think God put the eternity in our hearts.
那我们知道神我们读经就知道神把那个 对于永远的那个渴望放在我们心里面。
So men and the animals are different because that man has a heart desire seeking eternity.
我们人跟动物之所以不同，最大的区别就是在我们人的心里对永恒是有那个渴慕的。
When you are happy on earth, you feel like time flies so fast.
当你在地上觉得快乐的时候，你会觉得时间过得快。
Few days, almost like a second is gone.
好像几天的时间就好像几秒钟就过去了。
So we want to have eternal, that the happy moment can last for eternal.
我们总是期望好像那样啊，好的快乐的时光能够持续的像永远那么长。永远都不结束才好。
We see that the emperors or the kings, in the history, they try to seek the eternal life. They can live forever.
我们看到历史上的那些国王皇帝，他们愿意寻求那长生不老的方法，因为他们愿意将这样的享受。
So God put that eternity, sense of eternity in our heart. We can never be satisfied with the temporal things for human.
因为神把那个对于永恒的渴慕放在我们心里，就使得我们人永远无法对那个转瞬即逝的东西能够满足。
So even though he God, all that we could dream of on the earth, that still in his heart there was a longing in his heart.
所以尽管我们看到尼哥底母好像在地上人所有的他都有了，但是在心里他还是有那个不满。他还是愿意来寻求关于永恒。
So he came to the Lord.
所以他来到主面前。
Now the first thing of a true faith is that it will lead you to the Lord Jesus.
那我们就看到第一点，带来真实信心的第一点就是来到主面前。
So to have a true faith, the first thing is that you need to be led, you need to come to the Lord Jesus.
我们看到第一点有真实信心的要素，就是来到主面前。
Not only he was very busy, because he was a Pharisee and he was a ruler. He's not fooling around with his job. He's very faithful, and he's very busy at work and about his religion duties.
那我想，因为他是法利赛人，在他的他日常应该是非常非常繁忙的，有很多的工作事情。
But he still find time to see Lord Jesus.
他仍然来找出时间来就近耶稣。
So everybody here is very busy. I was tired. You never said to me, I'm not busy. I'm busier.
我想在座的我们大家也都是很忙。我已经退休了，但是，你没法，你不能觉得我好像不忙。其实我比原来还要忙。
Everybody's busy, so it depends. If we have a heart, then we can find time for the Lord Jesus.
不能说我们并不繁忙，但是如果我们有那个心愿的话，我们永远是能找到时间来就近我们的主耶稣。
A second point we can see is that he also was a man of humility. He was humble.
那第二点就是让我们看到。他是一个谦卑的人，他愿意放下自己。
Do you know that at the time, Lord Jesus was a very controversial person?
因为我们知道，在当时，主耶稣其实是一个非常饱受争议的一个人物。
Like it is today. Today, you can tell people to believe in God. Most people will agree with you.
就这也像今天当你说你是信主的人，那有一些人同意你，有一些人就不会同意。
And but when you say you need to believe the Lord Jesus is God, then people may have different opinion. They will not agree with us.
当你说你信神的时候，可能很多人同意，但你说你信的神就是这一位主耶稣的话，那可能很多人就不同意。
Back then, Lord Jesus was also very controversial.
在那个时候，主耶稣也是同样的这样饱受争议的人。
Lord Jesus, everybody knew Lord Jesus not educated, uneducated.
那他们这些人都知道耶稣在那当时并不是犹太的这个宗教的阶级的人。
Uneducated, 没有受过教育的。He never went to school.
在那个时候他并没有并不是一个受过教育的人。
He was not erudite. 没有受过教育的 erudite.
他并不是在犹太人那个宗教圣品阶级里面受过这样的教育的人。
And also, people's understanding was he was born out of wedlock. 婚外的私生子。
而且他在地上的身份是大家都知道，他好像是大家认为他是私生子的这样一个身份。
At that time, they didn't believe. Most people didn't believe Lord Jesus was born of virgin. It was the miracle that God promised in Isaiah to give to them.
因为他们并不相信耶稣是借着圣灵怀孕，他们认为他是私生子。
And also, most people knew that Lord Jesus was poor.
而且他们当时有很多人知道，其实在地上他基督耶稣是非常贫穷的。
And he came from a poor family.
他来自于一个贫穷的家庭。
Son of a carpenter.
是木匠的儿子。
But Nicodemus, that he, because his humility, he overcame all this misunderstanding about Lord Jesus.By all, most of people.
那但是尼哥底母不同，因着他有那样的一个顺服谦卑的心，所以这些他眼中他会不被这些误解所拦阻，他愿意来到主面前。
Because he saw Jesus with his mind, with his understanding.
因为他在他的头脑里，他试着去认识这一位主。
So he introduced himself by telling the Lord Jesus how.How much he knew about Lord Jesus.
所以他就跟主说，在他心里他是如何认识主耶稣的。
He says, "We know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him."
他跟耶稣说，他说，我们知道，你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
But Jesus now knows his heart. He knows what question that he has, what motivated him to come to see him. So God, Lord knows. So Lord immediately answered him with this.
但是主耶稣在这里面，他是完全知道尼哥底母的心的，他知道是什么。来带领着尼哥底母来到他的面前，他真的内心当中寻求的是什么？所以主耶稣在这里立即就直接的回答他。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
So Lord immediately told him.That what was in his heart, he was looking for that the kingdom of God, in our terms, as eternity, eternal life.
主耶稣知道尼哥底母心中最想寻求的是那个关乎永恒的国，那个神的国。
And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?"
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
So by this seeing with our mind still not enough.
我们在这儿我们就看到，我靠我们的头脑所认识事物，好像就显得非常不足够了。
And then Lord Jesus answered second time, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Enter means experience.
进入就意味着经历。
before say before I enter into the United States, I really didn't know about America.
比如说我在我来进入美国之前呢，我并不了解美国。
I thought I knew because everything I knew about America before I came to the United States, I learned from Hollywood movies.
那 我当时觉得我好像了解，尽管没有来过美国，但是我所有的了解都是从那个好莱坞电影里面了解美国。
How I misunderstood America.
那我就觉得今天看起来是多么大的一个误解。
So here it says, we have to be born again to see, to understand the kingdom of God and also to experience the kingdom of God.
在这里告诉我们必须要重生才能认识才能进入神的国。
And Lord Jesus continues to say in verse 6, very important, that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is the spirit.
那第六节主耶稣就继续说非常重要的一句话，他说从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So there's a chasm that separates these two kinds of life.
我们就看到在这里面好像就有两种不同的生命在。
And one cannot cross to the other side.
这两个生命是互相没有交集的。
And now we know that in Genesis, when God created all like a form offorms of life, and it says, after its kind.
那我们读创世纪，我们知道，当神来造人的时候，他是照着自己的形象来造的，只有一个族类的生命人。
各从其类。
哦，神是造各样的动物，各从其类。
So there's a kind. There are different kinds of life form, and they cannot cross the boundary.
当神造地上的动物的时候，那个我们知道每一种物种之间是不能跨越的。
And everything we know, everything we can experience, all limited by that boundary.
那我们所眼见、所经历的，也都被这样的疆界所限制住。
And let me use examples.
让我还是用一个例子来给大家讲。
Like a bird. So if you want to fly, you look at the bird. Bird do not need to do anything, right? He just, as long as it's a bird, you can fly.
我们思想鸟这种动物，好像好像它能飞这件事情，好像它也不需要做什么，它就可以飞了。
And human being, no matter how hard you try, you cannot fly.
而我们人，不管你多么努力的去尝试，你也飞不起来。
Sitting in the airplane is not flying. It's airplane flies, but not you.
你坐飞机不能算作你飞，那是飞机在飞，你坐在里面。
But bird can fly.
但是鸟是可以飞的。
And even a so little bird that it can fly.
哪怕是最小最小的鸟，它也可以飞。
And the big like eagle, a vulture, it can fly.
那大到像鹰这样的鸟，它也是可以飞。
Sons of eagle can fly.
那鹰所生的孩子自然也是。
对对对。
鹰所生的孩子他自然也可以飞。
As long as you have a life of bird, you can fly.
只要你有了鸟的生命你就可以飞。
So the experience, the knowledge that they have is actually born with.
这让我们看见他的那个知识他的能力好像是与生俱来的生命里带来的。
And a lion can roar and be a king of the jungle.
那么狮子好像它就是那样一个丛林之王的那样的一个动物。
And you cannot tell lions, you roar, roar harder, roar for 100 years, you can fly.
好像对于狮子这样的生命，你跟他说，好像你那个狮子的吼叫，可以带来它能够飞的那样的能力，这样是做不到的。
So no matter how much you try, that human being cannot fly. limited by this life we have.
所以我们就不管我们人多么的努力，我们仍然也不能够飞，我们的这个能力就被我们的生命所限制住。
Look at the fish. I saw the science movie, the little fish, that the millions of them all swarm together. And they all go together. Millions of them.
我们看到，我在电视里看到像鱼群，它可能一个鱼群里面有百万只的鱼，它们在一起。
Small like this size.
它们每一只的尺寸只有这么大。
One second, they all move to left.
他们在水里游的时候，只需要一秒钟，这一百万的鱼可以同时向一个方向。
Few feet left, and then another second, few feet right.
那下一秒钟，同时又都转向另外一边。
And they don't collide, millions of them together. You know, their space is very small, an inch apart, but they never collide to each other.
我们看到如此庞大的鱼群，然后间隔如此的近，在这么短的时间里也没有相撞的，互相相撞的这样的。
How did they learn the ability to coordinate with the millions of them together?
我们就稀奇，他们是怎样有这样的能力，好像之间能够来通讯，能够协调这样的行为。
You don't have to worry about them because they have that fish life, so they know how to navigate through the millions of them.
他们能够这样做，就是因为他们里面有那个鱼的生命，他们自然而然就有这样的能力。
Now we cannot go inside and then live as fish, like freely.
我们人是不能在水里像鱼那样自由的生活。
And you know, you have to wear all the gears, and then but that only lasts for a few hours or something, right? You cannot just live in that as your habitat.
我们人想要在水里面要用很多的这样的潜水的装备，也只能待几个小时。我们不可能在水里好像把这水下当成我们人的那个居所。
And the one story I like to share most is this.
我有一个故事是非常常常愿意来跟大家来分享。
I have three daughters.
我有三个女儿。
One of them, when they're growing up, asked me this question.
其中有一个孩子在他小时候问我这样一个问题。
So Dad, God is everywhere, and why I don't see him?
他问我，你说神是无处不在的，那为什么我好像在哪里都看不到他
？Why I don't know he's here with me?
为什么我感觉不到他就在这里和我在一起
？So I took her outside, in our front door.
我就把他带到我们的门外面。
There was a column of ants.
那个时候正好有一对的这蚂蚁在地上。
I said, why don't you say hi to them?
那我
Hi.
那我就
I'm here, ants.
那我就让他跟蚂蚁打招呼，小孩子就 Hi, 跟蚂蚁来打招呼。
Did they know you? That you're there, speaking to them, say hi to them?
那我就问他，那你觉得蚂蚁知道你就在他旁边跟他打招呼，向他问候吗
？No, of course not.
当然不会。
When you cross on our skin, that they feel like it is a huge piece of earth, land. When they cross on the skin.
当蚂蚁爬到你的皮肤上的时候。
Yeah, that's,
他觉得好像是 yeah,
yeah,
在整个的世界上、yeah.
And then you said Ants, I'm going to slap you say you're going to die Go away
那个时候好像说你好像很容易就碾死一只蚂蚁、yeah, 所以这样可以驱赶它
And but the ants will not understand you
但是不管你如何的想如何的说蚂蚁是不能明白你的
All ants see is a huge piece of earth to him
他能够感受到的就是好像非常非常大的一个好像地好像山的这么一个东西在他的思维
So ants cannot see us because we are too big for ants
蚂蚁不能看见我们，是因为我们对它来讲实在是太庞大了。
Now we cannot see God
那我们也不能看到神。
Because God is too big for us.
因为神对于我们来讲也是太大了。
The difference between God and us is far greater than the difference between us and ants.
那神跟我们之间的那个差别可比我们和蚂蚁之间的差别要巨大的太多了。
So if you want to understand, it's like ants need to understand us, then ants need to have human life.
如果蚂蚁想要认识人的话，那么唯一做的可以做的就是它蚂蚁要有一个人的生命才能够。
If we want to understand ants, we need to become ants.
如果我们人要能够跟蚂蚁来交流的话，我们人也要变成有这个蚂蚁的生命，变成蚂蚁才可以。
So that's why Lord Jesus says here, unless you have born again, possess that eternal life.God's life, then we cannot understand, cannot see God.
所以主耶稣就在这里教导我们，若不是借着重生，得到从神来的生命，我们就不能认识神。
Because our knowledge and our experience actually is conditioned, it actually has a boundary that we cannot cross.
因为我们人的靠自己的那个头脑认知所了解的是非常有限的，是在一个范围里面的。
So, in order to understand human, you have to have a human life.
当你要了解人，就要有一个人的生命。
Dog and cats cannot really understand us.
那猫和狗是不能够真正的认识了解人的。
They may sense you're sad or happy.
他可能会察觉到你的情绪有高兴，有不高兴。
But,They will not know because you got rejected by Rutgers University.
但是他却不能够理解你的那个不开心可能是被若哥大学所没有录取你带来的不开心。
Dog and cats, even though they are cute, they couldn't understand that.
我们知道猫和狗都非常可爱但是他们甚至都不能够理解可爱是什么意思。
Sadness caused by that versus sadness that you just lost a pencil.They're different. They cannot tell. So, in order to understand human, you have to have a human life.
为着了解人，你必须要一个人的生命。
In order to understand God, know God, you have to have God's life, eternal life.
认识我们的神，你必须在里面有一个从神
的生命。So he tells us here that God tells us how to get this true life.True faith is this. In the verse 15, it says, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
14-15节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Lord Jesus referring to the history of Israel.
主耶稣在这里就提到了以色列人都知道他的历史。
So the, when they complained so much and God sent poisonous serpent to bite the people.
当以色列百姓在旷野里抱怨的时候，抱怨大的时候，神就降下这个毒蛇来咬他们。
Those who were bit, they are dying.
那些被咬到的就都死了。
And then God.Be merciful that God provide them a way of salvation. God says, you made the bronze snake.
那神因着怜悯他们就给他们一条救赎的道路。神指示他们造一个铜蛇。
Lift it up on the pole and whoever want to be healed, want to be saved, they can just look at that bronze serpent, bronze snake, then you will be healed and saved.
神指示他们当把这个铜蛇举起来的时候任何想要得医治得救赎的人你就看这个铜蛇你就必得救赎
So Lord Jesus says Lord himself became man have a form of the snake the sinners like all of us
那我们就看到神来到地上取了人的样式取了罪人的样式来到这个地上
So he looks like us.
他看起来就像我们这些罪人一样
But it's like a brown snake, there's no poison in that snake.
它好像那个铜蛇，只是在它里面没有毒。
So Lord Jesus, even though he became man, looks like a sinner, but Bible tells us clearly without sin, he's.
我们就知道我们的主耶稣虽然降世为人，好像跟我们这些罪人取了相同的样式，但是圣经告诉我们他里面没有罪。
So when those people like us, that you see that the bronze, you see the Lord Jesus on the cross, that you have to have a faith, right? That those who are bitten, then they have to have the faith first, and then they'll see, go out and see this bronze snake.
我们当主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，我们如果里面有这个信心，愿意看他，就像当年那些有着信心，然后愿意去看被举起的铜蛇的人一样，就都能够得蒙救赎。
So what is true faith? True faith is take God's word, not by sight, but by God's word, and you trust God's word is true, and you look at the Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们就借此看到何为真实的信，这个信就是信神所说的话，并且能够信靠这一位主耶稣。
So even today, that if we trust in God's word and look at the Lord Jesus on the cross and believe that his death is for me and he shed his blood to cleanse my sinsAnd you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you'll be saved.
那今天也是一样，如果我们能够相信神所说的话，如果我们愿意来看挂在十字架上的主，我们并且相信他是为着我们的罪被钉死，流出宝血，他愿意，他是成为我们个人的救主。如果你愿意相信，你就能够得救。
So verse 15 says, whoever believes will in him have eternal life. Remember that in the Old Testament, people had to go outside and see, look at that serpent. So faith, belief is equivalent to seeing, looking at the Lord Jesus, looking at that bronze snake.
15节说信他的都得永生。我们看到在旧约的时代，以色列民还需要走出去去用眼睛来看这个铜蛇才能得救，但是今天我们只要信就能够得救，让我们看到里面的信就好像那个眼睛来看见。
With the true faith you can see the Lord Jesus even though it happened 2000 years ago, then you can see that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for you.
尽管主耶稣被钉十字架是2000年前发生的事情，但是如果你里面有信，借着这样的信，你里面的眼睛就能够看到这一幕。
So this is what true faith is.
这就是那个是真实的信所在。
And he tells us the why. He says in the 16th, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So God loves us.
神爱我们。
Greatest love that we can say is that, okay, if you give yourself for others, then people will say that you have the greatest love.
那我们知道如果你愿意把自己来奉献给他人的话，那么别人会觉得你是有那个大爱的。
But if your parents haveOnly one son, then giving yourself for others is not the greatest love.
那如果你是为人父母，你可能只有一个孩子，在这种情况下，可能你愿意把自己交给别人，这不是最大的那个爱。
Many people, many parents are willing to sacrifice themselves for their son and for their children.
那有非常多的父母都可以为着自己的孩子来牺牲自己的生命。
So the greatest love for a parent having the only child is that you are willing to give that only child to others for their sake.
那对于一个只有独生子的父母，那么他所能 表现的最大最大的爱，就是把他的这个独生的孩子来拿出来奉献给别人，让以至于为着别人的好处。
Those who are the enemies，
甚至是给那些恨恶他的敌人。
Who say bad things because they are misunderstanding him，
是甚至那些误解他。
Ridicule him，
那些侮辱他。
And here shows God loves all，
我们就在这里看到神是爱世人的。
So we can see that for the true faith, first step is to go to the Lord Jesus。
我们看到那个真实的信的第一步是来到主面前。
There are many misunderstandings around us about the Lord Jesus。
我们或许当中还有很多关于主耶稣的那些误解。
But true faith overcomes all of this and come to the Lord directly。
但是信能够让你来胜过这一切，来到主面前。
And so when I have a friends and I usually tell them, you know, we discuss and we debate, but at the end I always tell them to go to the Lord, pray by yourself.
那我也以前有朋友，我们常常来讨论，甚至来争论辩论，但是到最后的时候，我总是来建议他要自己来到神面前来祷告。
Tell the Lord about your questions.
你自己亲自的来跟主来把你的这个疑虑来讲。
Why you cannot believe him?
你为什么不能够信他，也都跟他讲。
Ask him to show himself to you.
你可以要求他就来。
So that you can believe.
来让他来带领你的信。
And you have any problems in your life, go to the Lord Jesus, pray by yourself.
当你生活当中的遇到难处的时候，带着这些难处来到他面前，向他来寻求。
And then Lord Jesus will show himself to you.
这个时候，主耶稣就会亲自的来向你显现。
Many of those friends later, months later, years later, and we met together, they said, "Oh, now I become a brother." A sister in the Lord.
那这里有很多曾经跟我那样辩论的朋友，很多年之后再相遇，我发现已经成为了主内的弟兄姊妹。
And they waited to me how they came to the Lord and believe and become and part of the God's household.
在那他就可以和我来分享，来见证这些年他是如何经历神、认识神、来到神面前。
So I have many examples, real life examples, but for time is up. So that this story on this the Nicodemus is a story to tell us how to have this true faith that you can commit your life to him.
那我们今天分享的这个尼哥底母的故事就是告诉我们如何为这样真实的信，以及如何能够来到这样的真实的信心里面。
Remember that true faith is entrusting each other.
让我们再提醒，这样的一个真实的信是那个能够信以至于交托的，完全交托的信。
You give God a blank check signed, and God will give back to you a blank check also signed.
记得我们那个比喻。这样的全然的交托，就好像你把一个空白的支票交给神，他把他的空白的支票也会交托给你。
Let me ask you that. Who has greater risk to take?
那我就来问大家这样一个问题：如果这样的事情发生，你觉得谁是那个承担更大风险的一方
？God or you?
是神还是你
？If there's God,
如果有这样一位神的话
，Who takes more risk?Greater risk.
我们就可以想象，是这一位神，他承担了那个更大的那个风险。
So I hope that Holy Spirit will touch our hearts.
希望圣灵也来触动我们。
And encourage us to put our trust in Him.
激励我们能够全然的把自己交托给他。
Give Lord Jesus your blank check signed.
把自己的那个支票，空白的支票交给我们的主。
Give yourself.To the Lord.
把你自己全然也交托给他。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Father, may through the Holy Spirit, you reveal your Son in our heart.
父啊，借着圣灵，你亲自来启示你的儿子。
Open the eyes of our heart.
来开我们心里面的眼睛。
So we can see the Lord.
让我们能够看见主。
And willing to be the believer and follower of the Lord Jesus.
让我们也能够信他，也能够跟从他。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉基督最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.